This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbly and ourselves underneath thy mighty hand here tonight. There's a thank you and a praise in you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. There's a thank you and a praise in you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Hide me behind Calvary's cross among these lips of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. As I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase here this night. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for answering prayers, honor, and requests, but most of all, for salvation to go forth here tonight. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Bind us up in one heart, one mind, and in one accord. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open it up to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, and we'll be looking at verse 6, and then we'll go to, hallelujah, praise the Lord, to the book of Luke 4 and verse 4. And the word of God says, hallelujah, in Matthew 5, verse 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. In the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 4, it says, and Jesus said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. My brothers and sisters, through the use of the internet, we are thankful and grateful for the opportunity again to share with the people of God the word of God. Hallelujah, to bring forth encouragement for this week's journey. We thank God that he has seen fit that, hallelujah, that we are still here in the land of the living, that we're still on top of the ground not on top of us. Now, as we get out of the way and let him have his way, put everything behind you and let's be attentive to what the word of God is saying here tonight. This is the next few minutes I want to talk about, hallelujah, having a spiritual hunger for God, having a spiritual hunger for God, which determines your spiritual growth. Having a spiritual hunger for God in 2022, it is a must for this hour that we are living in. It is things that we must do in order to prepare ourselves for things that is on the horizon. As we know that, according to Bible prophecy, that prophecy is being fulfilled at this hour. I'll ask that each and every one of us keep the people in the Ukraine area that is being invaded by Russia at this hour. If nothing else, we can pray that God would just intervene in that situation. But we know things will, spiritual birth pain has already started, that the manifestation of God's, hallelujah, that God's sons and daughters are being manifested now like never before. Even the world and the things in the world and things of the world are experiencing, as well as the church, the body of believers, we are experiencing birth pains that have been already talked about and predicted, and also by Jesus told us all about what was coming. So we, as born-again believers of Christ, we must not take these pains lightly, but we must intercede, because the hope that lies within us, God have given it an opportunity, an invitation for all to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. People of God, we have to understand that the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth, the Bible, the Holy Bible, is more than an instruction manual or a rule book. It is more than a random collection of stories, poems, and letters. It is, it is the voice of Almighty God communicating with us, his children. This is why the Bible is often referred to as the Word of God. Beloved, the foundation of any healthy relationship, whether physical or spiritual, is communication. So, believer of Christ, God's Word, the Bible, in all of its fullness, is God's way of communicating with us. People of God, on a spiritual level, the Word of God is our spiritual food and water. Because without God's Word, we, as God's people, would die spiritually. Here we see in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 6, it says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." And the title of the lesson tonight is Staying Hungry for God on a Spiritual Basis, or Maintaining a Spiritual Hunger for God. Maintaining a spiritual hunger for God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we have a play in this communication, in this relationship with God and ourselves. as born again believers of Christ. God have allowed us for such a time as this to be a voice of one like John the Baptist speaking in the wilderness, preparing ye the way of the Lord, maintaining a spiritual hunger for God in 2022. At times it won't be easy. But if we know that if God be for us, who or what can be against us? We was never promised a bed of roses, but we was promised one thing, that God says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So he's in there with us, leading the way for us. That's why we got to be led by the Spirit of God. Bible says that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are led by the Spirit of God. So we must be led by God's Holy Spirit. And the way that we do this is through communication with God, through prayer, through reading the Word of God on a daily basis. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the time for trying to fake it to make it is over. As we get ready for the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, things will get, it seems as if it's out of control. Chaos will be rapid throughout the land. Sin, as we know it, is the corporate. Sin is just running rapid throughout the land. But we as God's people have to be the light of the world. We have to be, God have called us to be a people of royalty, to be a people that have been called out to stand in the gap and pray for the problems that we are experiencing all over the world. Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people, which is called by my name, would just humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. So again, when we look at the scripture, as the foundational scripture for the lesson tonight in Matthew 5, verse 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We as children of the Most High God, we have to have a hunger, a spiritual thirst, just like a deer that's thirsty and come to a stream of cool water and takes the drink, and the thirst is fulfilled. Just like us as human beings in our physical state, when we get real thirsty, we can go to the store and get a beverage. And at that moment, the tanks will go down real good. But the thirst is still there. The only way that the thirst can be really fulfilled and, hallelujah, and satisfied is when we drink H2O, which is water. Because the body, hallelujah, it craves for water. We are made up of water contents. So the body needs water. And the body needs physical food. So just like the body needs physical food and water in order to be healthy, in order for us to grow our physical life, and statute. We, on the spiritual sense, need the word of God that we may grow in the things of God. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, when you as a child of God have a hunger for God and a desire to know more about him, you can grow spiritually in order to become a disciple of Christ. Because we know, according to the word of God, according to studying the scriptures by ourselves, we know that only God, the creator, the one that created us for purpose, on purpose, he can fill the void, the spiritual void in our lives. And he can give us true peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Bible says for us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, making our requests known unto God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep our hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. You'll find that in the book of Philippians. Hallelujah. Here, we know, my brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, God is the only one who can satisfy our spiritual desires and needs. Oh, yes, he is. Because he has created us. He has placed within us a longing to be back in fellowship with him. Yes, beloved, child of God, believer of Christ, we were all created to be in relationship with our creator. You know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the universe, the one that has all power in his hands. Yes, beloved, here in 2022, we should be encouraged tonight to have a spiritual hunger for God because of the blessings that God wants to give each and every one of his children in this life. Yes, we can experience a little bit of heaven down here on planet Earth. Hear the word, let us know that according to Romans 12, verse 2, it says, as born again believers of Christ, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind. The word says for us to look onto the hill from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. When we as a child of God have experienced, had a born again experience on a spiritual basis, and our spiritual eyes are now open, the transformation that have taken place within will be portrayed and will be seen without. Because what is in your heart will eventually come out of your mouth. And what is in your heart will eventually lead you and guide you, if you allow it to, into absolute truth, which is the word of God. So believers of Christ, be encouraged here tonight. Develop a strong prayer life on a daily basis. See, the Bible says in the book of Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, that men ought always to pray and don't faint. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says to pray without ceasing. Pray when things are going good and when things are not going good. Pray when you got money in your pocket, money in the bank. Pray when your change start getting strange. Pray when the bills are due and the account is in the negative. God is still in the miracle working business. But we must line up with his perfect will for our lives. We must develop a hunger, a spiritual hunger for God to move in our behalf. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must build our relationship with God and also to reinforce our faith, build our relationship with God in prayer, in studying of the word, in fellowship, not neglecting the assembly of ourselves together whenever we are able to meet, whether in a physical structure or in our homes, coming together in one heart, one mind, and in one accord, letting the Holy Spirit of God minister to us one to another, that we may be encouraged and exalted in the things of God. And when God in his time see fit to answer the prayers that went up to him, whether personally or collectively, God knows when and how to answer the prayers. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight we are talking about maintaining a spiritual hunger for God. Sure, we came this far by faith. Sure, we are, even in this pandemic, we are still being blessed. God have promised, and he have come through for us thus far. He has allowed us to be under the grace of God. His grace have brought us thus far. We're in a new year, a year of uncertainty, a year for us to have a closer relationship with him. So believer of Christ, in the Christian faith, to hunger for God means to feed on the author and finisher of our faith, which is Jesus Christ. He is our set example. Jesus said in his word, I am the bread of life. Yes, having a hunger for God determines our spiritual growth. As believers of Christ, the greatest problem in the church today, in 2022, is that we have lost our hunger, our spiritual hunger for God. People of God, hunger, again, is defined as the discomfort, the weakness, the pain caused by a prolonged lack of food, physical state. This is talking about the body, the human body. When the hunger pain hits, it causes discomfort. When the hunger pain hits, it causes weakness and pain. Our senses say, feed me, feed me. But we thank God because through his promises, In Philippians 4, verse 19, he says, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to the riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Notice that I said needs. When we get hungry, we may not have the finances to get a T-bone steak. But God may allow us with our change in order to get a hamburger at McDonald's. Be thankful for that meal that day or that minute or that hour, because your situation is subject to change. When we go into prayer and we pray, whether shut or alone, it matters because we are letting God know that he is the source that we are plugged into. And we can be confident of knowing that when we pray, if our relationship with God is intact, if we are in right standing with him, he hears our prayer. And he's able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. That right there, you should be jumping for joy. You should be rejoicing tonight, because God is still in the miracle working business in 2022. So we as the church, the body of believers, we must come back in alignment with the will of God for our lives. Because when we in right standing with God and the will of God is ever so present in our life, we can't help but be blessed. Blessed going in, blessed coming out. That's the type of God that we serve. He's in the abundant blessing business. Oh, yes, he is. My God have allowed us, those that are still here, to be here in the land of the living, because our work, the assignment that he has for our lives, is not over with yet. But we must get busy. We must work while it is day, for night cometh when no man or no woman can work. Jesus Christ is our set example that we as born-again believers of Christ should follow after. You see, he set the bar for us. He paved the way. All we got to do is get in and stay in, wrapped up, tangled up, tied up in the things of God. Follow God's instruction and then quickly obey what the word of God is saying to us at this hour. Yes, you want to see God move mightily on a personal basis? Get a hunger for more of him. Follow through in studying his word, in prayer. Be honest, open it with him, and God will move for you. Again, the teaching tonight, we're talking about maintaining spiritual hunger for God. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Worthy to be praised. All praise, glory, and honor goes to him. Our God is awesome. Our God still sits high and look low. Our God knows our name, the very hairs on our head. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. Here, when we look at the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 10. The echoes of the verse, it says, here is the Apostle Paul that's testifying to the Philippians and also to us tonight. And it says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Beloved, only God can satisfy our spiritual hunger and thirst. Only God can fulfill void, that spiritual void in our lives. Earthly things won't do it. Oh, no, it won't. Worldly influences won't do it. Only God can do it. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. I just thank God for my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for our intermission. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But we're going to continue doing, hallelujah, what God has called us to do through the use of the internet. Hallelujah. We are able to just lift up that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. We just thank God for each and every one that is tuning in, that will be tuning in at a later date. We just thank you and praise the Lord for you. I ask that you just continuously pray for us as we pray for you. Hallelujah. In 2022, whatever you believe in God for, if it's in line with his will for your life, we just touch and agree based on the word of God that says, if any two of us come in agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done of our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. So we just, again, thank God for his word, because his word is what we need in this hour. Hallelujah. We need God's word within us. Hallelujah. Not just on the pages of a book. No, we need the word of God to be down in us. Amen. Not just head knowledge of what the word says. We need a heart conviction. Amen. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, that we may be led by the Spirit of God. Because, again, what is in your heart will eventually come out. So we need to be under teaching where the Word of God is being preached, not watered down. Preach it just like the way it is. Amen. So that we can get the fullness of the hallelujah, of what the Word of God means. And once the Word of God becomes part of you and it's in you, then whenever situations may cross your path, that you are, hallelujah, that unexpectedly or whatever, God will, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, we'll be able to function. Amen. Because we know that God backs his word up, hallelujah, in heaven as well as here on earth. Bible says again that he goes, hallelujah, his eyes go to and fro, looking for whose heart is law and right towards him. So God wants to bless us, but we got to make sure that we're in position, in the right position to be blessed. First of all, when our relationship with him is intact and is right. Second of all, that we know, hallelujah, that we pray, that we seek his face in every decision situation that we face. God is awesome, y'all. Oh, yes, he is. So again, tonight we are talking about maintaining a spiritual hunger for God. Hallelujah. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at the scripture that says in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Matthew Henry quoted the saying that nothing will supply the needs and satisfy the desires of a soul except having a hunger and thirst for God, our Creator. So, beloved, we will not be totally satisfied until we have a hunger for God, until we taste how good God is, because he is real good. Bible reminds us in the book of Psalms 34, verse 8, it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusted in him. So, people of God, when we know how much God loves us, we will seek him. Yes, we must seek him. Matthew 6:33 says, But seek first the Lord. Seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And everything else shall be added to us. So as born again believers of Christ, we are commanded by God's word to seek him. Seek him in the morning, noon, or night. Draw near to him. As we draw near to him, he'll draw near to us. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it is possible for us to maintain a spiritual hunger for God for the rest of our lives. We must be committed and determined to live a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight. Believer of Christ, remind yourselves about how good God is. Remind yourself of how much God loves you. Because the more you understand of how much God loves you, the more you are going to love him back. Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 17 through 19, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to understand with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Here in the scriptures is letting us know, in order to maintain a spiritual hunger for God, we must have a deeper commitment, a deeper longing, a deeper desire to know God more and more on a daily basis. Yes, child of God, we must fill ourselves up. Spiritual food, spiritual manna from heaven, in order to grow spiritually, in order to graduate from being a believer in Christ to being a disciple of Christ. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the word let us know in Proverbs 15, verse 14, the heart of him that has understanding, seeth knowledge, but the mouth of fools feed on foolishness. We as born again believers of Christ, we want knowledge with understanding in order for us to grow in the things. But it says that the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. That's why it's our time for a determined sister or brother in Christ to concentrate on foolishness, a worldly influence. No, this is the hour in 2022 to be about our Father's business, to be about a life that is pleasing in his eyesight, to live a life where our video line up with our audio, to live a life that is pleasing to God, because people is watching how we live. People around you that sees you beyond the doors of a church building, whether friends, foes, neighbors, families, we must live a life privately as well, hallelujah, as we do when we get out of our confinement of our homes. our life should be no different. We must live a life in 2022 on Mondays through Saturday as we will live on Sunday. Not being just a Sunday morning Christian. Not being, we know how we as Christians, God's people, know how to put our spiritual garment on Sunday morning to go about letting people know that we are a Christian. But one thing that we should always be mindful of is that God knows the heart. And he knows that the heart of man, a woman, is very wicked. God reads our motives. He reads what is in our heart. So if our motives, if we allow the Spirit of God to correct us from within, it will portray a godly picture of who we really are. See, the Word of God says for us to examine ourselves daily to make sure that we are in the faith. So, child of God, you are a spiritual being with a God-shaped hole in your heart that only God can fill. No, there's nothing earthly, possessions, positions, or spouses, or any other thing of the world that will satisfy spiritually our heart. You see, God made us so he knows about us. He has placed within us a longing to get back in right fellowship with him. You see, when we try to fill that void in our hearts by bigger salary, by static, by success, by passion, by possession, by power, by prestige, or anything other than God, our heart is not going to be totally fulfilled. People of God, make knowing God, make having a deeper relationship with him your number one priority in life in 2022. Because happiness is a byproduct of knowing God, our creator. You see, the Word of God also let us know in the book of Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. So if we put God first in our lives and we allow him to be in charge, he will lead us and guide us by his Holy Spirit in things that pertains to him and his word. We will graduate from living a life to living the abundant life. In order to maintain a spiritual hunger for God, we need to get into God's word every day and study the word of God. The Bible let us know in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So, beloved, remember that the Bible, the holy, God's holy book, is more than an instruction manual. No, the word of God is more than stories and poems. And the Word of God is God communicating to man. And we, in tune, is communicating with God. His word will not return to him void. So we pray his word. We read his word. His word. The word of God, which have been proven and which stands forever. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will endure forever and ever. You see, the word of God is filled with scriptures and is food and water for our soul. So eating just one meal a week will not keep you spiritually sound. Just like in the physical realm, if we're eating just one meal a week, you will become weak because you need to eat on an everyday basis. So we need to feed on God's word, not just on Sunday morning, but every day. We must have a desire for more of his word. So the Bible says in 1 Peter 2, verse 2, it says, as newborn babes desire the sincere, pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. People of God, our appetite, whether physically or spiritually, our appetite is influenced by our association. Proverbs 2, verse 20 says, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteous. When we pray right, when we live right, when we do right, our pathway becomes right. We become disciples of Christ. We allow ourselves to be guided and to be led by the Spirit of God. Because the Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And underneath, when we talk about sons, it includes daughters too. Child of God, if you hang out with people who only cares about politics, for instance, that is what you are going to care about. If you hang out with people who only cares about sports, that is what you are going to care about. So whatever we talk about, when we are with others, it influences our lives. We have to get to the place to where we keep feeding our spiritual appetite with God's word. Because God's word will stand. God's word will keep us in peace. Total peace that surpasses all understanding. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us be feeding our spiritual appetite for a deeper relationship with God. I just hope and pray that through the word of God that was taught here tonight, that you have gotten blessed by God's word, that you have gotten to a place in life that in 2022, you will have a deeper relationship and a deeper desire to know more of him. God will bless you. He will keep you if you want to be kept. God promised never to leave us nor forsake us. But it's up to us on an individual basis to do what thus says the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. If for reasons that you want to get in contact with us, you can reach us at P.O. Box 928-64 Lafayette, Louisiana 70509. Whether it's for prayer or if there's something that you want us to talk about during the times of teaching, just write us and we'll pray about it. Take it to the Lord in prayer, and if he gives us a green light to go with it, we'll do that. We just like that you continuously pray for me and my wife, as we are the overseers, Dudley and Lisa Tebow as the overseers, the under shepherd of Cedar Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministry, as well as Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries. We just thank God for each and every one of you. Continue to let people know about the broadcast. We would appreciate it. We just pray and believe, God, that you'll have a safe, prosperous weekend. And on Sunday morning, if God allow you to still be here in the land of the living, consider going to his house. If it is open and is available to be used, because in the presence of where two or three are gathered together in his name, and we pray it on one accord, the power of God can come in and give us a refreshing, give us a burst of spiritual energy that we need to keep on keeping on for the glory of God. Until we meet again through the internet on this Tuesday coming, God willing, Jesus Terry, we'll meet again at the same time at 6 p.m. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Good night.